Our text today is Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 to 4, verse 2. We're told to look at the steps that lead to the sin of unbelief. Well, that's surely not going to happen to me. I know the Bible. I have been taught the doctrines. I know which path to follow. So no, I do believe in God. But I do have a question. How did God's children slip up? Have they not seen the mighty works of God? Were they not there when the Red Sea was parted? And yet at the footstep of the promised land, God's people had chosen not to believe God. How had that happened? God's word warns me of hardening my heart to God. It grows from all the little refusals I made to God. When I push aside the warnings from Scripture, when I tell myself that I can cut corners on disobedience, the difficult ones I put it aside, the easier ones I carry out. As a result, I begin to build a reservoir of disobedient acts, and my heart becomes more and more resistant to the Spirit's call for repentance and transformation. It becomes easier to say no, easier to believe that I will not be hurt spiritually if I choose to disobey God. Today is the first day of Lent. Lent is a time when we come clean before God, when we tell God that we want to be closer to Him. Is the Spirit now asking me to repent of my lust for the flesh, lust of the eyes and the pride of life? I have now a good opportunity to declare my love for God, to draw closer to Him in word and prayer. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, I name now that which is hardening my heart against You, that which I find so hard to repent of. Give me now Your strength. I want to experience victory. In Jesus' name, Amen.